As the legislature prepares to pass a measure that levies a statewide 1% increase to the transient accommodations tax, and criticism of the deal comes in from around the islands, we asked HPR reporter Kuve Hiroishi to review the history of a tax that was originally proposed at 2% in the late 80s, quickly went to 5%, and is now, or will be, north of 10% if the legislature passes the rail bailout bill tomorrow. Kuve is with us in our studio.
Aloha, Chris.
Hi. We tend to think of the TAT as something that has been with us forever, but actually Hawaii was fairly late to the party among visitor destinations.
Yeah? That's correct. You would think with the tourism being one of our leading industries, but it was 1987 that we finally jumped on the bandwagon, and that was at 5%. Now, before this, tourism was shared, or the cost of promoting Hawaii as a tourist destination was shared by members of the Hawaii's Visitors Bureau, which is now the Hawaii Visitors and Convention Bureau.
Right.
And it was all membership fees. But what they noticed was there was a free rider problem. So there were hotels and airlines that weren't willing to be a part of the membership, but were benefiting from the promotion.
Benefits.
Exactly.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
So lawmakers got together and decided on a tax to have a centralized promotion mechanism.
And with everyone taking part.
Exactly, exactly, including the tourists that come to Hawaii.
So. If you're going to benefit from it, you should put some money in, was the thinking, right?
It was, and that continued to today. So now I think what I looked at, and I got a chance to talk to economics professor Carl Bonham over at UH, and what he's sort of told us is it's gone up, we know that, but the way that lawmakers have been able to look at it as this go-to tax when they need money for other things other than just tourism.
We've seen that with other funds, with the hurricane fund, right?
Right. So we had a couple of instances in the last 20 years where lawmakers did look to the TAT. One was when, if you remember, the Turtle Bay purchase, where we got the easement, conservation easement for Turtle Bay land to preserve some of that land. They dipped into the TAT. Also, when we were short on funds during the Great Recession in 2009 and 2011, we went ahead and upped the rate of the TAT. So it is a comfortable, let's say, politically feasible tax for our lawmakers to look to.
But it's run into some opposition, especially from neighbor islands, along the lines of why should we pay for Oahu's project, right?
Exactly. So the counties have always, it's always been a back and forth with the counties, but the counties came on in 1990. So that's when a distribution of the TAT revenues collected went to the counties, and it was 95% of what was collected.
And it was done as a percentage.
Exactly. It was done as a percentage. And then in maybe 2000, gradually, as we went, I think into 2000, the number of funds that were being created to take some of this TAT money that was collected would be taken off the top, and then the counties would get a percentage of the remaining revenue. And that is now, I believe, at 45% of what is collected goes to the counties. Now, what the counties are doing is they've got to pay for ocean safety, park maintenance, police, fire with the money to help with the visitors that do go to their island. So they are looking at footing the cost of that. And when the money from the TAT does not come to them, they've still got to foot that cost.
Well, now the counties have to share a fixed annual figure.
Right.
$103 million.
Exactly. If this bill does pass, it will go back up to $103 million. So that number's been going up and down. And the permanent cap is what is proposed in this bill.
Yeah.
And that's something that I think the counties, you know, the counties don't want to see a cap on the money that comes in.
We talked to Kauai Council Chair Mel Raposo the other day, and he strenuously objected to that fixed number, you know, which doesn't make a lot of sense if you compare it to what you would get from a percentage arrangement.
Right.
I think.
Right. And the caps with numbers came in the right in the Great Recession is when they started to cap at 93, went up to 103, and back down to 93. So
The background to all this would seem to be sort of competing needs of the state.
As is always the case for lawmakers.
And limited sources of revenue. You know, it almost seems as if we're reaching critical mass with some of these concerns.
Exactly. And I think a lot of the idea of having any project, so what if there's another public works project or another emergency where we need to tap into the funds, the number's only going to go up. And, you know, it's hard to know what we'll do with next.
When the well will run dry?
Exactly.
Thanks very much, Kuvei.
Thank you, Chris.
Kuvei Hiraishi is HPR's General Assignment Reporter.